Ian Hunter has just released his 20th studio album, and that's not counting the ones he made with the band that made him famous, Mott the Hoople. Despite the title of his new album, When I'm President, Hunter has said the album isn't nearly as political as his past couple of solo albums. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Hunter's new music reaches back into rock's past while linking it firmly to the present.
Recently, I was listening to a new tribute album covering the songs of Fleetwood Mac and thought once again how dreadful most tribute albums are. How they not only don't add much to the legacy of the artist being saluted, the covers inadvertently freeze vital old music in an amber of sentimentality. Then I turned to When I'm President, the album of new songs by Ian Hunter. Hunter's band Mott the Hoople put out its first album in 1969. Fleetwood Mac debuted just a year before, in 68. But Hoople co-leader Ian Hunter would have no use for a tribute album. Now in his 70s, he's too busy making prickly, energetic new music that both culls from the past and resides merrily in the present.
Imagination's all in the mind. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
All hail rock and roll. Why don't we slip into something more comfortable, Hunter sings toward the end of that song. What that means for him is everything from Jerry Lee Lewis piano chords from his backing group here, an assortment of session pros dubbed the Rant Band, to the Bob Dylan-style vehemence of the song Black Tears. In that one, the emissions from a woman's eyes are called, in a nice turn of phrase, tiny little accusations trickling down your face.
Black tears. Far above our knee, just another weapon in your arsenal of fear. Little beads of misery that kill me when you cry. Let me kiss the circles better underneath your eye. Black teeth dancing in the rain. You can't see or stop them. Here they come again. It ain't funny when the levee breaks. You could drown a river.
Hunter spent part of his Mott the Hoople years expressing a British man's yearning for the freedom of America, mythologizing cities in a song such as All the Way from Memphis, or on an early solo album, Cleveland Rocks. On his new album, he has a song called Wild Bunch, and if you wondered whether he was invoking the all-American Sam Peckinpah film, the references to outlaws and a quick verse from a hymn used in that movie, Shall We Gather at the River, dispels any doubt. Which leads inevitably to that most American of themes here, the title song, When I'm President. Being British-born, Hunter can't really occupy the office, but he can have fun imagining, as he puts it, leaning on the 1% to get elected and seeing his grizzled old mug on Mount Rushmore.
Well, mother, I'm a stranger in a strange land. I feel like an alien. It's like I'm on the outside looking in. I don't
Hunter's dodgy moments on this album are a song sung from the point of view of the Native American Crazy Horse and a Bruce Springsteen-y sing-along called Just the Way You Look Tonight, at the moment when he makes the phrase, only two lovers could tell, rhyme with inevitable. On second thought, I kind of love the stretch he exerts to try and make that work. That's the thing with Ian Hunter these days. He's at once crafty and mindful of craft, striving mightily to make his music seem tossed off, which is what the best pop musicians of any age do. He should give Carly Rae Jepsen a call and do a duet, maybe.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album, When I'm President, by Ian Hunter. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.
Easy come, easy go, just another welcome home song.